Wir haben letzte Woche Dienstag Menschen besucht, die im Lager in Krumpa leben müssen, einem kleinen Ort in der Nähe von Merseburg in Sachsen-Anhalt. Sie waren Ende März für 2 Wochen unter Quarantäne, nachdem eine Person aus Magdeburg nach Krumpa transferiert wurde, die mit dem tödlichen Coronavirus infiziert war. Während die lokalen Zeitungen darüber berichtet haben, dass nun in Krumpa im Lager ein Corona-Fall aufgetreten ist und die Nachbarn doch bitte ruhig bleiben sollen und verständnisvoll, hat niemand darüber berichtet, wie eigentlich die Verwaltung versagt hat, die Sicherheit und die Gesundheit der CampbewohnerInnen sicherzustellen. Wir haben mit mehreren Menschen gesprochen und ein Interview hört ihr jetzt. Es folgt ein Beitrag auf Englisch mit einer kurzen anschließenden Übersetzung auf Deutsch. Last Tuesday, we visited people who have to live in Krumpa, a refugee camp in the middle of nowhere in Sachsen-Anhalt. Since people from Magdeburg were transferred to Krumpa in March, and one of them, who only stayed a few hours in the camp, was found out to be infected with the deadly coronavirus, all residents were put into quarantine for 2 weeks. In the local newspapers, this incident was only reported in relation with a call for the neighbors to treat this news with tolerance towards the refugees, which already speaks loud and clear about the usual attitude of German neighbors. But nobody talked about how the administration failed to ensure the safety and well-being of the people who live in the camp, and how it feels to be locked up with so many people in a small space. Let's hear what they have to say.
Yeah, I've been here in Krumpa for like maybe 6 months now. Before they come, these people from Magdeburg, before all this, I told them, hey, because my friend, he sent me police in white suits. They come to this boy, they took him and stuff like that. And I come here, and 2 days before, you know, I got a letter from my friend that says I got transferred from to this place. So before he come here, I show people in office, he say, and the social in here. I go to her, I showed the video, I said to him, listen, please don't bring these people here. Because they found corona in this place. And 2 days after, they're going to be here. So I tell, listen, if you want to bring people here, bring the other building, because there's nobody there. And here, we got older people, we got kids, you know. And it's dangerous. This virus is very dangerous. It's not like the virus is not see color. They don't see nothing. You're from Deutschland, I'm from Somali. If I get corona, I could die off. You can die. So I told them, listen, please don't bring me up. Bring me the other building. So I told them, and they said to me, yeah, we can do nothing about it. They bring me here. Everyone was in quarantine. And the funny is, that man who got corona, he was not even here. He was here one day when he come with the bus. He come here, and he go to his family, and I don't know where they live. It not make any sense. Because the government, what they say, if you got corona, you have to go in quarantine so you can affect another people. But that's what he did. They put him here with us. I don't understand why.
And you say he wasn't in contact with anybody, but after they make the quarantine anyways.
Yeah, exactly. He come here one day. He was not even here 1 hour. He took the train, he go. Imagine this man, he got tested positive. Imagine how many people he affect another people's. I don't understand why they don't took him and put him in quarantine. That's the safest for everyone. Everyone was good here because we just here chilling, you know. It's not, we don't go outside because we see in the news and stuff like that, there's a corona. And of course we want to stay safe, you know. We don't want to go outside and get corona and come back here and affect everybody. So we just stay here in Krumpa, but they bring these people here, and that was the biggest problem. And after that, when they bring them here, there was police cars here, there was police cars there, there was police everywhere here. It was like prison. I don't understand that. It was like prison. Here, you can see here. When we wash our clothes, we can put we can put it here. Even that we can do it, because there was security here. The security, they don't want to talk with us. They don't want to say nothing to us. They talk bad to us. You know, one time I want to go out and put my clothes here to dry it. The security, he was just yelling at me. It was crazy. I was like, what's going on? You know, it's not like I got corona because I got tested negative for corona. Everyone got tested for corona, negative for corona. Thank God for that. But even that, they was shut down everything. Everything. It was like we were in prison. That was crazy. That was very, very crazy because outside, the police, they put I don't know what it's called, man.
Yeah, Absperrband.
They put it there in front of the house. We can't even walk. We can't do nothing. We come outside, we stand there, smoke cigarette, we go out, we go up again. That's the only thing we can do. So I was afraid, you know, because the government, they say, don't stay close to each other. But that's what they make us to do, stay close to each other. Every room, they have two people inside. And what the government said, they said, don't stay close to each other, but that's what they did. They made us stay close to each other, make us, put us, everyone in danger.
Yeah. And what do you think will happen now?
I don't want to go outside, because if you go outside now, because in the news and stuff like that, they say in Krumba they have corona. And now if you go outside, what I'm thinking, people outside, they think, this man, he have corona, you know? Maybe the racist will go even more up. Maybe I can get beat it up. That's what I'm most afraid of now.
And what do you wish to change?
I just wish that we don't are two in every room here. Even the toilet, the kitchen, they don't clean it up. We have to do it by ourselves. Me, I clean the toilet many times in the kitchen. And it's not even my job, it's their job. And the woman who's cleaning, she's not here. After the corona comes, she not even come. That was the biggest problem, man. Everything is dirty. I don't like that, man. I don't like that. I hope they change it, you know. But I just want to, everyone have his own room. That's the best. That's the best for everybody. And they clean everything, you know. Even if they don't want to do it, okay, give us the jobs, give us the money to do it. We do it, you know. They said to me I can go in school, but they didn't say when, they didn't say nothing. They said to me I can go and work, and the woman, she said to me, this: if you go work, the problem is your working place, they want to take half of your money, and you have to pay 370 for this room, little room. That was crazy. I don't even have my own kitchen and my bedroom. Why are I gonna pay 370 euro for this little room?
That's a lot of money.
It is, especially for one guy like me.
It's more than I pay for my rent.
Oh, that can you see? That's crazy, man. That's very crazy. I just hope, you know, they can give us our own place, or they can just put us everyone his own room. That's the safest and that's the best for everyone. But they don't want to do that. We asked them many times, they say, we can do nothing. So.
Yeah, how do you feel about the communication in general with the people?
The biggest problem is they don't speak English.
Oh, yeah.
They don't speak English. Only one person speaks English, and that's the social. And she's not even here. She put a letter in her office that says you can call or you can send email. She's not even here. People need help, but she's not here. And the people here, they can't speak English. You know, I'm talking about people from office. So that's the biggest problem here, man. Oh, my God.
So how do you get informed about anything? Like,
I make just translate from my telephone.
Yeah.
I translate to Dutch, and I show the office. And they do it the same. But now, thank God, nobody have corona, you know. Thank God for that, man. Now everyone is safe. But even now, nobody's safe, because if you go outside, that's what I'm afraid of. If you go outside, people will think, this boy, he's black, he's from Krumpa. He have corona. You understand what I mean, yeah?
Yeah.
That's a big problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Ich möchte also nur noch mal kurz auf Deutsch zusammenfassen. Die Menschen, die hier in Krumpa im Lager leben müssen, sind wütend, denn sie wurden in mehrerer Hinsicht in Lebensgefahr gebracht und werden es noch immer. Ihre Forderungen gegenüber dem Büro, von dem übrigens nur eine Person auch Englisch sprechen kann, die neu transferierten Menschen in das zweite, bisher leerstehende Haus in Krumpa zu überbringen, wurde ignoriert. Jemand, der positiv getestet wurde, wurde nach Krumpa gebracht, weshalb auch die Bewohnerinnen unter Quarantäne mussten. Außerdem werden sich zwei Menschen ein Zimmer teilen müssen und es nur eine Küche auf der Etage gibt, ist es unmöglich, Abstand zu halten. Trotzdem durften sie nicht zu zweit in den Garten und wurden vom Wachpersonal beleidigt. Das ist eine Frechheit. Als die Quarantäne eingeleitet wurde, wurde mit großem Polizeiaufwand das Lager dicht gemacht, was natürlich die Personen, die ohnehin teilweise traumatisiert sind, noch mehr verunsichert. Wir fordern einen Ort zum Wohnen für jeden und für jede, während Corona und darüber hinaus. Lagerpolitik ist menschenunwürdig und lebensgefährlich. Wir fordern eine schnelle Veränderung von der Verwaltung in Sachsen-Anhalt.